Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin and beyond. Broadcasting from the Cudahy Pub at the Pabst Theater in downtown Milwaukee, I'm Joy Curdine. You are hearing our on-location audience. We came to Milwaukee today to talk about food, politics, and the media, and other issues surrounding election 2012. We wanted to hold these public forums that we do every day in a public venue. It's really a thrill for me to get outside of our studios in Madison and see listeners talk with guests and citizens face-to-face in their community. And if you're in the Milwaukee area, please stop by the Pabst Pub and see us. We have coffee, we have treats, we have pastries, and this hour we have some wonderful Wisconsin cheeses. More on the cheese in just a moment. If you can stop by, you can stay here for a few minutes or you can stay here for a few hours. I'll be here until 9 o'clock. Kathleen Dunn will take over from 9 until 11. You can see how radio works, see what radio looks like, and you can take part in our conversations from our on-location audience. If you're listening on the radio right now, you can also call in as usual at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. We're going to be talking about last night's presidential debate after 7 o'clock this morning. We will talk about media coverage of the campaigns after 8 o'clock this morning. But we will start this morning with something a little more lighthearted, a little more delicious, and give you an opportunity to vote on what you think should be nominated as Wisconsin's official food. And we have two guests that we thought would be perfect to help us decide. And let me welcome them now. We have with us Kyle Cherick. He is host of the Wisconsin Public Television program, Wisconsin Foodie. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And also joining us is Arthur Ersink. He is the creator and executive producer of Wisconsin Foodie. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, maybe we should just talk a little bit about Wisconsin Foodie. So what do you do on Wisconsin Foodie?
What do you do, Arthur?
Well, right here you've got behind the camera and in front of the camera. So basically, you know, I'm doing everything behind the camera as far as I shoot the show, I edit the show. Kyle and I both help produce the show, and basically we're a small, tight-knit group, but it leads to this kind of intimacy that we're looking for our show, you know, with our guests.
In a nutshell, we tell stories, but when Arthur first, you know, came to me or we got together, he said, basically, I want to tell the story of where does our food come from? Wisconsin, as everybody in this room knows and everyone that's listening realizes that, you know, it is the center of the world.
It is.
And from a culinary standpoint, what we export as far as ingredients and talent is literally unparalleled in the rest of the country. But lo and behold, no one before us was telling that story. And it sounds a little haughty, but I'm just so glad that Arthur sat up one day and said, this story's got to be told, and then asked me to be in front of the camera while he produced this gorgeous thing on the backside of the camera. But in essence, you know, the quick elevator speech is, it's where does our food come from and what's so special and distinctive and extraordinary about Wisconsin?
Well, I knew you would be perfect for this hour because that's what we want to talk about. What is perfect about Wisconsin and our Wisconsin food traditions? You know, we have about, 3,000 state symbols in Wisconsin, from a state bird to a state dog to a state soil.
We have a state dog?
Yeah, we do. It's a water spaniel.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Is it just one dog, or is it sort of...
We should talk about this.
There's a state fossil. There's a state everything.
That deserves an hour.
We do have an official state beverage. It's milk. It's not beer. It's milk.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yep.
And we have we do have an official state fruit, which is the cranberry. Yep. I bet you the Door County cherry producers were upset with that.
They do one of those, geez, every time they hear that.
Anyway, we thought, well, why don't we have a state food? And we're looking through the blue book, and there was a time last year that someone tried to get the cream puff as the official state dessert. I think it made it through one house of the state legislature, but didn't make it through the second house. I think they might have run out of time. But anyway,
if you filibuster a cream puff, what happens to it? I think it loses a lot of its, you know, great light frothiness.
Well, we'll talk about whether you agree with the cream puff being the official state dessert. But we thought we'd come up with some of the foods that make Wisconsin famous, some of the Wisconsin food traditions that we're known for. And of course, one of the first ones that we thought of is cheese. I mean, we are America's dairy land. I think we're the biggest producer of cheese in the country, even though we're a smaller state. And I know that we have really had a boom in craft cheeses in recent years. So we actually asked the Milk Marketing Board if they would provide us with some great Wisconsin cheeses, and you have before you two trays full of wonderful Wisconsin cheeses. And the audience can also have some of this cheese, too. You know, I don't think you'll finish it all. But we'll talk a little bit about this cheese. We figured that would be a top nominee. You would agree, Kyle, that cheese has to be a top nominee?
We are par excellent nationally and internationally on cheese, and you were just saying that as of late, the craft cheesemakers are coming on. The truth is, with Wisconsin, far beyond any other state in the nation, we've always been doing craft cheese. The craft cheese audience has just sort of caught up with the extraordinary, what I like to call, institutional knowledge that we have on both being extraordinary dairy producers and high quality milk, and then incredible craft cheese.
Mm-hmm. And you have visited some of the cheese makers that we have samples from. Why don't you, Arthur, tell us? Why don't you tell us about one of them?
Well, I look at these cheeses in front of us, and all I can really picture are the people involved with the cheeses. I think that's a really big part of what makes these cheeses so good are the personalities and the characters that are involved and are making these cheeses. You've got somebody like Sid Cook that makes that runs Car Valley Cheese, and he's just the most most brilliant, low-key businessman that you'd ever meet. You know, you'd meet this guy, and he's just, you know, a typical farmer, but his cheeses are some of the most popular cheeses across the country, the world, and he has so many different varieties and so many different awards to go with each variety. Marika's Gouda, she only started making cheese about 5 years ago. She's from Holland. She came to Wisconsin, and her family had a farmland, and they didn't know what to do, so they just decided she's going to make Gouda, you know, Gouda cheeses. And we were out to visit Marika, and she's got the most amazing cow barn. You know, these cows actually have these have these like turning bristles that the cows can walk under, and they scratch them, and they all just kind of, you know, mosey under the bristle brush.
Our cows are happier. I'm sorry. That's, yeah. I mean, it was a really whatever PR agency came up with that was clever, but ours are infinitely more happy.
Well, I'm going to ask you if you have a favorite cheese in Wisconsin.
No, that's impossible. That's like saying which, you know, which school picture of your child is your favorite, or which Beatles song do you like best? It's impossible.
It is. And we did not put a separate nominee of cheese curds, but should we have?
That's kind of, you know, because that's, a lot of people don't realize that all cheese begins in that, and then it's before it's packed into the shapes, and that's where the real subtlety and nuance comes in for a lot of the cheesemakers. Yeah. But I would say all of our cheese curds, and then you bring it down to the different genres. I mean, someone like Sid Cook, the amazing thing, just that this underscores how great Wisconsin cheese is. When he wins all of his first place medals nationally and internationally, and he's beat out other nations in the number of doing that, he competes with the cheese that he pulls out of the cooler that you and I might be buying at one of his stores. So most international cheesemakers will make something special or rare, a certain milk, that kind of thing. Sid just grabs and goes. That's how good we are in Wisconsin. And that's also how forthright and honest and sincere we are when we do what we do.
We are talking about food during this hour, and we're asking you, what do you think should be Wisconsin's official food? Should it be cheese? Maybe it should be sausage or bratwurst. We'll see. Maybe the fish fry or the fish boil. Or what do you think? 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to join us on air. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we do, by the way, have an online poll with a bunch of nominees of different famous Wisconsin foods. You can vote in the online poll, which you'll find on Facebook and at wpr.org/joy. And we do have ballots for our on-location audience here at the Pabst Pub in downtown Milwaukee. So you can vote, and by the end of the hour, we'll have an indication, at least a preliminary indication as to which food will win this coveted award.
Are you an exit poll? Are you implying there'll be an exit poll by the end of the hour?
There will be. Yeah, but we'll keep it up for a while. And now, I'm not saying this will make it the official food, but who knows? Maybe a state legislator is listening and will propose this to be Wisconsin's official state food. So let us know what you think, or if you have a question for our guests about some of the many great food traditions in Wisconsin. We are talking with the creator and executive producer and the host of the public television program Wisconsin Foodie, Arthur Ersink and Kyle Cherick. And again, if you have a question here in the audience or would like to take part in our conversation, just raise your hand and Amanda Magnus, my producer, will come over to you with a microphone. Let me take a quick check of our weather forecast for today. It's going to be partly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Showers are likely across the state of Wisconsin with some thunder possible. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are broadcasting live from the Pabst Theater, the Pabst Theater Pub in downtown Milwaukee. And yes, you too can be a part of our on-location audience. You can stop by any time between now and 11 o'clock. Kathleen Dunn will be coming in at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to have great guests, great conversation, great food and coffee, and we welcome you to come and see what radio looks like and to join our conversations in person if you're in the Milwaukee area. We're talking about Wisconsin food during this first hour of the program, and we're wondering what should be the official food of Wisconsin. And you're invited to nominate a food and tell us why. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We've talked some about cheese, and we can talk more about cheese. We have plenty of cheese to sample as well, thanks to the Milk Marketing Board. We do have an email from Lori in Appleton, and she says, duh, bratwurst. bratwurst.
Oh, Lori. I think bratwurst has, how do I put this? It's the opening band that somehow ended up getting an international tour and playing huge stadiums.
How did that happen?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Bratwurst is great, and I think it's just one of the more approachable of the extraordinary craft German, primarily in Milwaukee here. Sausages. Also, it cut across a lot of the other Eastern European ethnicities, but only, I think, because of, you know, really being championed by the makers and marketing did bratwurst come to such, and it's easy to say. Well, no, but there are so many. I mean, bratwurst, blood sausage, which one are you going to share, you know, serve to your guests? So though we do have some extraordinary brats, and though I do love boiling them in some of our extraordinary beers before I make them, I feel like it. Some of the other great craft sausages, and we filmed with an extraordinary, he'd had his own sausage shop for 60 years, I think, sausage maker, one of the true European style, when there were great butcher shops and sausage makers all over the city, 30, 40, 50 of them in every neighborhood. We filmed with a gentleman like that. He had bratwurst, but he had varieties he had the whole spectrum that were also exceptional.
What made them exceptional?
Frank, the terroir of Frank Yakubchek, basically, the extraordinary skill set, the attention to detail, he simply wouldn't take any less than high-quality meat. And the time that he took to make it, and in the case of smoking them, he'd built his own smoker. Mm-hmm. Everything that Frank should be on American Masters. Everything that he did was deliberate, was special, was artisanal, was impeccable.
We did try to find someone who would make us some brats or sausages at 6 o'clock in the morning, but nobody volunteered, so we don't have those for you to taste test this hour. But that's why we put on our ballot sausage rather than a specific sausage.
Well, I think when you look at the spectrum here of the foods that that are in the running for Wisconsin food, you have to look at sausage and say, you know, that's saying that all the pigs are coming from Wisconsin. Like
great
when we're
point.
eating the sausage, this is saying that if it's Wisconsin's official food, all of those pigs come from Wisconsin. And I'm not sure if people make that connection that a sausage is actually an animal, a pig that we're eating. So mm-hmm. when you're talking about cheese, the cows are from Wisconsin, the milk is from Wisconsin, the grass that they're eating hopefully is from Wisconsin, and what they produce is made and aged here in Wisconsin. So for me, I'm going to stick with Wisconsin, with the cheese so far. But
yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize, and it's one of the soft subtexts we tried to pass forward through the show, is that cheese, for instance, is a seasonal product. When you graze mm-hmm. the cows on different pastures and alfalfa and grass and things like that, it changes the flavor of the milk naturally. Mm-hmm. And the best cheesemakers, and by that I mean the ones that are winning all the awards or the names that roll off of chefs and home cooks' tongues, are pasture feeding their cows, and they will actually not produce cheese from milk that is from silage fed in the winter because it changes the flavor so remarkably. So, you know, just as we're used to drinking lager beers because of the big producers in the world, and it, you know, is sort of beer is a seasonal product as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about beer. We did put beer on the ballot because beer is a food, isn't it?
I
would say so.
Staff of life, for goodness sake. I mean, yeah.
Well, where is the beer? We should be drinking beer.
Right.
I mean, we should have all of these products in front of us, except for the deep fried anything on us.
Right. Yeah. But that's true. The paucity of ingredients for this is really, we got to talk to you guys about this because, beer of course is, and Wisconsin has got, we've probably done the best at publicizing what Wisconsin does as far as the high quality of our beer and our cheeses. It's amazing to see where some of the great craft makers, Capital, the guys that were kind of middle to lower management, Miller, that just said, I don't want to make beer like this anymore, and then, you know, started their own brewery in Madison. Mm-hmm. Randy Sprecher's another one. Milwaukee Brewing here, Lakefront Brewery, you know, an ex-vice cop, two brothers, an ex-vice cop and an engineer that started trying to homebrew better than the other one, and they caught the bug in the 80s. But again, back to what I said about dairy, this deep institutional knowledge was here. Mm-hmm. And even your hobby beer has got to be really, really, really good mm-hmm. because people are used to drinking really, really good beer here.
Yeah, and I just gotten back from a trip a week ago. We went to Bavaria with Dan Carey from New Galeris Brewing. And it was just such an amazing trip. It was so eye-opening to see the passion that goes into sourcing ingredients with New Galeris. I mean, most people will assume that, you know, they don't think about the products, each ingredient that goes into a beer. But we were in this the Hallertau region sourcing hops, and it was the most amazing experience just going to some of these farms, looking at the hops, and then, you know, going up in this like little wooden, you know, barn at the top of the barn, they're drying these hops, and we're just opening these bags and pulling out dried hops and rubbing them, smelling them, and it's just the most, it makes you feel so good to know that people in our state here that are running these companies have so much pride in ingredients and quality that they're willing to travel across the country to buy the best. And I know that Wisconsin is really starting to come around on growing hops. So we have a place called Gorst Valley that we feature on the show this year that are doing an exceptional job of growing local hops. So
a lot of people don't realize that in the end of the 19th century, New York State first initially, and then Wisconsin was for about 15, 20 years, the nation's largest hop producer.
Didn't know that, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we dominated basically for all of America. So there's this great tradition there. You know, these things aren't by accident, and that's one of the delights of the show is how we get to sort of peel back the present and show all these little nuances.
Well, this is, I'm learning a lot. It's a lot of fun talking to our guests during this hour. They are with the Wisconsin Public Television show, Wisconsin Foodie. The host is Kyle Cherik, and the creator and executive producer is Arthur Ersink. We have just a minute or so before a news break. What other food producers are you going to be visiting with the new season that starts, next week?
It starts on the 25th on Thursday. Let's see here. I mean, we visit...
We did a great story about barbecue, and I'd like to touch on that when we come back from the break, because there's a true Wisconsin history going on with that that's obviously drastically different than the Southern tradition. But it's part of the Great Migration. It's part of who we are, and I think we got a great show out of that.
Well, we will. We'll check news, and then we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about some of the other nominees that we have thought of as possible nominees as Wisconsin's official food. Should it be cheese? Should it be sausage? Should it be beer? We'll also talk about some of the others. How about a fish fry? How about deep-fried anything on a stick? How about sauerkraut? Maybe you have an idea. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and be sure to vote in our online poll. You can also write in your own nominee. That's on Facebook, and it's also at WPR.org/joy. And remember, if you're in our studio audience or our on-location audience here at the Pabst Pub at the Pabst Theater, we have a ballot that you also can fill out. And by the end of the hour, I hope that we will have a winner. We'll see. So please come and join us. We are at the Pabst Theater Pub here in downtown Milwaukee. If you're anywhere in the area, please stop by and check it out. We'd love to see you here, and we'd love to hear from you on the air. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Broadcasting from the Cudahy Pub at the Pabst Theater in downtown Milwaukee, I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are in Milwaukee today to talk about politics and the media and other issues surrounding election 2012. And this hour, we're talking about food, and we're voting on what we think should be named Wisconsin's official food. We have official everything's in Wisconsin, but we don't have an official state food. So what should it be? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You can also vote in our online poll, which is at wpr.org/joy. And if you're in our on-location audience here at the Pabst Pub, you can use a paper ballot and you can vote. And we hope by the end of the hour, be able to at least have a leader, a nominee for Wisconsin's official state food. Right now, cheese is in the lead, everybody. Cheese is in the lead.
Woo! Woo! Cheese! Yes!
Well, we are talking with two guests who know a lot about Wisconsin food, local foods. Arthur Ersink is the creator and executive producer of Wisconsin Foodie, and Kyle Cherik is the host of Wisconsin Foodie. Wisconsin Foodie is a public television program which starts its next season next Thursday. And what can we look forward to, Arthur?
Well, I will pass it off to Kyle because he was about to get into the barbecue in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee, and that's what it's going to be about.
Okay.
So there's a couple elements, but we really wanted to tell the story, and we basically waited a few seasons to tell the extraordinary story because we wanted to do it right and we wanted to do it justice to it of the culinary disposition that came up through America's Great Migration in the 20s and 30s. And we start out at the Fondy Barbecue, or Fondy Market, for their barbecue contest, which is just, first of all, it's a market that as Arthur was talking about earlier, exists in a food desert in the near north side of Milwaukee, and the only really nutritional options for many people to shop from are convenience stores, which mm-hmm. we all know is not a good way to get your vitamins and minerals or any of your nutrition. So this market has got fresh produce on every Saturday. Folks with WIC and food stamps, or I'm not sure, whatever it's called, those apply double dollars. So $20 will get you $40 worth of fresh produce. And once a year, they host a barbecue contest where people come from all over the Midwest. They pull in their own barbecues. It's a recipe that was from their great-grandmother that they've tweaked and they've perfected. And we tell that story of the contest. Then we go to Alice's Garden, which, again, is an amazing community garden that was in a blighted neighborhood. And some of the incredible people that made that change. They made the change that they wanted to see in their own neighborhood. And then we finish up with Speed Queen Barbecue, which is a true American story. Third-generation same seven herbs and spices. I think, and I'm no Southern barbecue expert, but I think unequivocally the best barbecue you can get in Milwaukee. And, you know, there's the original owner's grandson barbecue, and they're doing it the same. It's just, I get goosebumps talking about this because it's part of Wisconsin history, and it was just such a delight to work with these people.
It's a part of history that I haven't heard a whole lot about. I don't associate Wisconsin with barbecue very much, so barbecue should be a nominee, you think?
I don't know if it's a broad enough category. Mm-hmm. I think it's a gorgeous little subset that we have compared to some of the juggernauts like cheese and sausage and beer, But in the stories that we tell through Wisconsin Foodie, it's we're obliged to also touch on those stories.
Can I just deviate for 2 seconds about the Milwaukee's near north side, that area?
Please.
While we were making this show, something just coincidentally happened where I was asked by the city to help them out. The city was taking part in the Mayor Bloomberg Challenge. Mayor Bloomberg is challenged cities across America to come up with innovative ideas to solve problems, and what Milwaukee focused on was urban blight, vacant homes and vacant lots, foreclosed homes, vacant lots, and the mayor, who will be on later this afternoon, Mayor
Tom
Barrett,
later this morning,
was a true champion. I spent a day with him just talking about these issues, and they asked me to do a video about it, and we walked around a lot of these communities. And the city's idea is to take these foreclosed homes and these vacant lots and raise them and turn them into urban gardens and food hubs where communities can come together, grow their own food, sell their food, and have access to that fresh food that's coming out.
That is great. And we did talk about putting fresh foods and wonderful garden produce on our ballot. Because everything we have here isn't all that healthy. Maybe we should have
I think it's nice that we actually have this big list. I don't know what other state can say that they have this incredible mm-hmm. list of foods.
Mm-hmm. We do, in fact, have a number of people on Facebook and email who are submitting write-ins or their nominations. We have open lines, and that surprises me, because normally people, I know our listeners love to talk about
food. They're eating.
They're eating their breakfast right now. Right. But they usually do join in, and you can. Even though we're on location, you can call us at 1-800-642-1234. What do you think Wisconsin should name as its official food? Or what's the best thing that you've ever eaten in Wisconsin? Ooh. Something that is Wisconsin through and through.
Oh, that's an easy one.
What is it?
The best meal, it was second season when we were filming Wisconsin Foodie, Tori Miller, L'Etoile. He made me a dry-aged, Wisconsin-raised, amazing, basically steak. To oversimplify it, with bone marrow butter, some winter spinach, and some purple potatoes. Basically, the most amazing. I mean, it almost brings me to tears to think about it because it was so good. Meat and potatoes.
Wow.
Cooked with such nuance. Tori is a great guy to tell Wisconsin's story because he won the James Beard Award for the Midwest. Just in this last round in March, and we were out there to film it. That will be a show this season. But he was a new friend to both Arthur and I, and we were telling that story. And I remember having that incredible meal, getting on a plane, and going out to New York for a few days, and nothing Nothing even came close while I was eating in New York.
I've met Tori and was fortunate enough to eat some meals that he prepared. Did he have any bacon on that?
There was no bacon. Though we were eating at an odd time, or maybe he was at. I'm still prepping for the rest
and,
of the
day. And something. Tori was a vegetarian for 2 weeks. You know, I remember him coming out saying, "I'm a vegetarian now." And I was like, "Oh, really? Okay." And 2 weeks later, he wasn't a vegetarian, but he is. he should probably be on this list as Wisconsin's official food because, well, not because he tastes good, but because he is, he was raised on a farm in Racine. He worked at his family's, or his grandparents' diner, flipping burgers, doing everything he could do from, you know, five on, you know, and then, you know, knew he wanted to be a chef at 16 years old, and then went out to the best restaurants in New York and worked for some of the best chefs. Mm-hmm. And here's somebody that said, you know what, I want to come back to Wisconsin. I want to come back and cook to Wisconsin. And I think, you know, there's so much talent here in our state from a creative perspective, from a culinary perspective, and there's such a brain drain in Wisconsin where everybody decides that, you know, Chicago, New York, California are the places to be, but it's going to take people like Tori to say, no, Wisconsin's the place to be, and come back here and do those talents, and look what he's done. I mean, he's won the James Beard Award, and I shouldn't say Tori's the only one. There's so many great chefs out there that are doing this, and he's just won that, you know.
We need to take a short pause. It's time to remind you that it's going to be partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon, with showers likely across the state. Some thunder is possible, especially in the south this afternoon. High temperatures will range from about 60 in the northwest to the upper 60s in the southeast. And we are broadcasting from the southeast, from Milwaukee this morning. We are at the Cudahy Pub at the Pabst Theater in downtown Milwaukee. And we welcome you, if you're in the Milwaukee area, to come on down, have some coffee and pastries, and how about some Wisconsin cheeses? We've got a couple of big trays full of cheese, thanks to the Milk Marketing Board. Join in our conversations all morning long. You can stay for a few minutes, or you can stay for a few hours if you want to. We'll be talking about food up until 7 o'clock. Then after 7 o'clock, we'll be talking about last night's presidential debate. We have a couple of guests who will debate the debate, and we'll talk politics in our next hour. And then we're going to have a panel of people after 8 o'clock, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel columnist Eugene Kane joining us after 8 o'clock, who will help us talk about media coverage of election 2012. So we'll be talking media coverage after 8. We welcome you to join us either here live and in person, or join us by telephone at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I know we have some audience members who have comments or questions, and we now have some callers and Facebook comments as well. So
wow.
We'll continue in just a few minutes. This is the Joy Cardine Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, broadcasting live from the Pabst Theater Pub in downtown Milwaukee. And we are talking about food during this hour. We're talking about what do you think should be Wisconsin's official food. Let's nominate an official food for the state of Wisconsin to join our official beverage, which is milk, or our official state fruit, which is the cranberry. How about an official food? Talked already about cheese. We've talked about sausage and brats. We've talked some about beer. We've talked about barbecue. And we will talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to nominate, at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Amanda Magnus, our producer, has someone in the audience who wants to ask a question or nominate a food.
Hi, yeah, my name is Eric. And first I wanted to say thanks for this opportunity. I like listening to Joy, and it's neat seeing you in person.
Well, thank you, Eric.
I like your voice, and now I see it's because you smile when you talk.
There we go.
And, you know, that's really neat insight. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for those compliments.
Well, when I came in this morning, being from Sheboygan, I thought for sure is brat. I mean, hands down, it's distinctive. Where else do you find brat?
You're a little biased, Eric. I'm just saying.
But as I'm listening to you, I was convinced that, okay, I understand. It can't be brats. But so it's got to be beer or cheese. Cheese already has the quarter. So we're well represented between the corner and the cheese hat for the cheese thing. And so I'm leaning towards beer, but I don't know. The craft brew conversation, I really like it. You guys are a little food pretentious. I mean, you used a phrase called, you said culinary disposition. So I'm kind of resistant to kind of get in a little too far into that kind of.
We'll drag you into the Borg. Just give us another hour.
All right. But yeah, so I'm thinking beer because of the craft side. I talked to somebody a couple months ago who just started a craft brew house in Kenosha, the
cool.
public thing, public brewery down there. And I mean, where else do you find that than Wisconsin?
Let me just say again that all of those products should probably be coming from Wisconsin if it's going to be Wisconsin's official food. And, you know, there's only a couple of beers out there. Lakefront makes a Wisconsinite. There's a couple of beers out there that are all Wisconsin. But for me, if it's the official Wisconsin food, it's...
Ingredients have got to be from Wisconsin.
Ingredients got to be from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, here we go. We have a Facebook comment. Fish fry with cheese curds on the side. No, let's put cheese curds aside because we've already talked about the cheese curds.
This is not the Atkins diet.
you went to Door County and had a fish boil, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were up on Washington Island, and that was triumvirate, where we went up and we met with a farmer, fisherman, Ken Coyen, and his brother, who have been farming five generations on that island, and they do the wheat that they farm goes into both Capital Brewery's island wheat beer and then is used for Death's Door's spirits. And that was one of those amazing Wisconsin stories where we went up, and then they also, you know, then they fish whitefish, which have just been blighted by the zebra mussels, and then do a fish boil. And that was one of those stories where we took the ferry across and Arthur sets out the filming schedule, and we were just going to do really kind of a half-day shoot. And we met Ken and his brother and what they were doing, and it was hold the phone, call our significant others, change all our plans.
Yeah.
We're shooting here for the next couple of days.
We went up there to do a story about we were going to pair Capital Brewery with Washington Island and make that connection because Capital Brewery, you know, buys the wheat for their island wheat beer from Ken Coyen. But when we got there, so much more happened. And it became a story about these brothers that fish. They're the one of the last commercial fishermen in Washington Island. They grow this wonderful wheat. They have this wonderful little cafe. They bake their own bread. It's just this amazing story, and they're such wonderful people that I got woken up woken up Christmas Day. You know, I felt like, okay, my mom's calling. You know, somebody's calling to wish me a Merry Christmas. Ken Coyen's on the phone. You know, calling me to wish me a Merry Christmas, and. That's just amazing, you know.
That's who we are. That's who we are. But the fish fry is a terrific thing. However, back to Arthur's point about should come from here, a predominance of the fish fries that people go and have right now, those fish aren't fished from the Great Lakes the way that they once were.
Usually, yeah.
So that would be, though they may be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, disqualified in my
disqualified.
Book. Sorry, love the idea, but
now we have limited time and lots of people who want to get in on our conversation. Let's. Amanda has another member of the audience who wants to join in. What's your name?
Trudy.
Hi, Trudy.
Hi. When you go to Miller Park ball games, they're Miller Lite, Miller Lite, Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
And with the size of people that come to ball games, and that it seems to me very Wisconsin-ish, and fish fry is, I voted for fish fry and beer.
There we go. You can vote for more than one if you want to. Yeah, and but you're we've talked about the craft beer. You like the craft beers better than the watered down beers.
I just want to say I think it's really funny that
yes.
That sorry
I just had to get that in. Yes, I do.
I think it's funny that this Miller Lite, you know, it's marketed as such like this manly beer, but it's I have to say that it must be one of the worst beers out there.
Am I right?
I mean,
no question.
I mean, Miller is a great company, and we owe them a lot for what they've done for our city. But come on, Miller Lite.
Let's let's take a caller who's been waiting. Dick in Bark River is with us.
Oh.
Hello, Dick. You're on the air.
Hello again, Joey. Thank you. Well, no doubt cheese will win, but and Sartori cheese doesn't need any more publicity. They're the ones that donate $1,000 to charity for every Packers field goal. I love their Montemore. That's it.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Thanks very much.
We have a great quick story about Sartori. They a year ago about in London at an international cheese competition, they beat the Italians with a Italian cheese that's actually named after a river for the region in Italy. But, I mean, I guess that's my point. In London, with international cheesemakers, Sartori, Little Sartori in Wisconsin, beat the Italians at their own game with that same cheese. If that doesn't tell you that we've got it down, I don't know what does.
You know, we haven't talked yet about some of the sweeter things on our list, and we have on Facebook, Cheryl writes, Kringle, hands down. More people eat Kringle in a day than a cream puff.
For sure. But more people eat cream puffs in a day at the state fair than should.
And Kringle is from, Racine's famous for Kringle, yes?
I think so.
Yeah, what about other desserts? I understand, I think, Kyle, you're quite the dessert fan.
Well, yeah, in my bio, and I've gotten a little ire for this through the years, but it says when I'm not enjoying the treasures of our state, I'm looking at a menu and saying, you know,
what's for dessert?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I do have a sweet tooth. I mean, on this list, there's frozen custard, which, again, back to that institutional knowledge, we just do better. You know, it comes from basically the German and the Eastern European immigrants that came to Wisconsin in droves. We do custard better than it. And after you have custard with those eggs in there, how can you have ice cream? Why would you watch the Disney movies in black and white?
I'm going to start the debate. I prefer ice cream to frozen custard. It must be, I don't like the taste of the egg, but that's just
there
me.
Must be something in your genome, Joy, that. But maybe you need contacts, I don't know.
I have those in. Are you a custard fan too, Arthur?
One of my first jobs was working at Cops Custard. I made specialty sundaes, and they even let me...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was 15 years old, which I think was legal. I don't know. But
right.
I lived close, and I got to make specialty sundaes, and I would bring them home to my family. Every night I'd bring home, you know, whatever kind of peanut butter log or whatever I made that day, and I was so excited, you know. My favorite part was calling out the numbers. You know, I start to get creative with that, you know, and I don't know if they like that very much, but you know.
Yeah. In all seriousness, like Purple Door is a new ice cream maker, and they make it exclusively with Sassy Cow milk. And back to the comments about when the cows are grazed and what they're grazed on, and how that adds a true flavor to the milk, and you can taste that through the ice cream. I'm willing to come your way a little bit, Joy. And Purple Door, I think, is an exceptional ice cream, and it tastes like something that hasn't had a lot of air and other things injected into it and fake flavorings. And we do that so well here in Wisconsin.
Well, we know that cheese is in the lead anyway, and it looks like fish fry is second. So fish is second.
So you've got a lot of Lutheran and Catholic listeners there.
There we go.
Cool.
What would you, I mean, what's not on this list or what haven't we talked about that you think is an overlooked nominee, Kyle? Anything?
Well, it's a pretty deep list, but there's something that we used to do really well that has dropped off from a lot of diets, and that's smoked fish. And the fish fry has really overtaken that for obvious reasons, but it's something that was, you know, a big tradition in the state, and it's fallen away, but I'd like to see it come back.
Yeah. What about you, Arthur?
Apples.
I thought of that, too. We should put apples on there, but I think because we have the official state fruit being the cranberry already.
Gotcha.
But good. Well, this has been a lot of fun. It's been really great meeting you, and I'm looking forward to the next season of Wisconsin Foodie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being here. Arthur Ersink is creator and executive producer of Wisconsin Foodie on your local public radio station, and Kyle Cherik is host of Wisconsin Foodie. The new season of Wisconsin Foodie premieres on October 25th. Thanks very much for being with us. Stay tuned. We're going to have our big question debate coming up after the news.